Yo, Jamar, what is the definition of otaku?
Well, we mean my personal definition as somebody that's a nerd in a specific area, like maybe they like anime, manga, or they can be a game otaku.
All right, all right. Then what's the different definition in a weeaboo?
That would be a wannabe Japanese person that kind of dislikes the fact they don't live in Japan or speak Japanese, so they kind of hate themselves.
So what would be the difference between an otaku and a weeaboo?
I mean, there's a few similarities, but I would say, you know, otaku aren't really trying to be Japanese. They just appreciate the culture. Weebs just kind of, kind of like the colonizers of Japanese culture.
So, thank you. That was very informational. So, without further ado, let's get this show on the road. Alright, this thing is on, right? Okay, cool. Alright, welcome back, people. This is Jack Antics, where we're all jacked up on tech and the antics for everything else. I'm your host, Charlie B, and I have a guest. You like to introduce yourself?
What's up? What's up, Jack Fanatics? This is your boy, Harley, a.k.a. Black Man Jones.
Black man, black man.
Yeah, that's me.
Yo, what's good, fam?
What's up? What's up? How everything been with you?
Bruh, it's been good. It's been good. You know, just chilling out here, you know.
Pretty much. Same here.
Trying to live life a little.
You know, I've been getting, I don't know if it's happy way, I'm just lighter, but everything's been good ever since you get to, like, you get in a relationship, and it's like y'all both connecting shit.
Well, that's good for you. I'm not
in one. Oh, man, oh, man, yeah, that's me.
Nah, I'm just chilling out of here. But, you know, we back here for tech, gaming and anime. Yeah. We also have a special announcement. Gonna be starting a new podcast talking about pop culture and all type of things with my boy Darius Harley.
That is I am him.
Yeah. And it'll be called Imperfect Minds. Just check it out. Check it out, coming out soon. But we're not here for that. We here for the tech, gaming and anime. So you know what I heard today?
What's up?
Arizona, they tripping.
I mean, it's the heat.
The vitamin D make you...
I'd be out there tripping too if I had to deal with 105 degrees of weather every other day.
Bro, let me tell you. They out here stabbing and throwing rocks at the self-driving cars trying to do his testing.
Are they poor? Did they say like... Is this just like local people, or is this everybody?
It's just like it's been 21 attacks since 2017.
Again, why?
Because some people don't want self-driving cars.
That don't mean you need to attack my car.
Me personally, I don't pretty much care for it, but I see they involve a change. You know, some people might want a self-driving car.
Yeah. I mean, if it's an AI that prevents, when it comes to like driving, if it prevents wrecks, crashes, and all that, then hey, I'm all for it. As long as it's not trying to strangle me when I have my seatbelt on or anything like that. Yeah. As long as it's not trying to strangle me when I have my seatbelt on, like, or anything like that, I'm cool with it. Go on ahead, drive me to my destination.
It's all fun and games till iRobot comes to get you.
Hey, that was not the car. The car was dedicated to keep Will Smith alive.
Maybe. Never know. You never know, bro. It might be like Detroit Become Human. It might turn on you.
I never played that game. I heard it, but I know it's spelled by the same time.
It's basically iRobot.
Of course. Of course. It always leads back to the robot attacks. It was Terminator, now it's iRobot.
Tell you, man. Eventually, it's all fun and games until the robot gets you.
Well, time to stock up on explosive ammunition, then.
We do not promote violence, sir, at the Jack Antics podcast. You hear that? You hear that? My FBI agent hears you.
Oh, did he send you a text?
Yeah, he sent me a text, dog.
I saw he said, get your mans.
he's mad wild and out here, B. We ain't from New York, dog. We need But, yeah, that's crazy, dog. That's crazy. And since we're talking about, you know, Brandon and all that stuff, who in the cell phone world who you think will be at the top?
Well, overall,
at the end of the year, the end of the, from, since this is Q1, at the end of, would it be Q4?
Around that time.
Yeah, Q4.
Fourth quarter.
Yeah, fourth quarter. Unlike the Falcons, they get somebody going to finish strong. Shade, yes, I know.
Shots fired. No. Like, Alabama making it all the way to the finals and just blowing it to Clemson.
We not going to talk about that, bro. Roll Tide, bro.
No. It's War Eagles all day. But shout out to Clemson for finally taking them down.
Hold up. We gonna step off the subject for a second.
Yo, also, put this on record. Charlie is the only Alabama fan I heard ever since that game still talk mess. But it's cool, though. We're going to get into it.
I don't care. Because, man, I'm a Roll Tide fan. But you see the Roll Tide all around here in my room, dog.
Yeah, and like I said, where the rest of Roll Tide at after that game?
Hey, I'm still here standing strong.
It's not like a
road. I know I was born in 92, the last year before the resurgence of Alabama.
It's not a roll tide. It's more like a roll trickle now. Like, the tide is gone.
Hey, man, we don't want no bandwagon people. If you're not with us when we down, don't be with us when we up.
But damn, everybody left in.
I don't care, bro. Still standing strong, bro. I'm an elephant, man. What do you mean? An elephant, bro. An elephant can stomp a tiger and just smack an eagle, bro. Why you got two?
Yeah, I also asked you too. I'm pretty sure.
I don't have no rebuttal to that.
Have y'all seen an elephant once it get out of the water? It's just black.
It's black as hell. But
as for the phone thing, brand wise, like I said, I'm aiming for, it's probably going to be Apple, because at the end of the day, it all boils back down to brand. Whereas there are better phones out there other than just that. Like I said, like I was telling you earlier, basically Apple built their brand, got a brand like it's on lock, all simply because they pushed like, oh, their camera's better than this, that, and other. And it's true to a certain degree, but overall, one thing's for sure, two things for certain, everybody's sleeping on the Google Pixel. I don't know if it's simply because it's Google and nobody trusts Google like that.
That's why it slept on. It's because it's Android and they don't understand that it was made for cameras. It's in the name, people. It's in Pixel. It stands for the pixels that's are in your camera.
Okay.
So I'm going for Team Google, Android all day. Stand up for my Android brethren.
Google, like I said, I feel like people, I don't know, maybe it's the skepticism when it comes to Google, because everybody knows Google's trying, it's going to take over the world in a few years when it comes to information and everything.
Just like
else.
Florida and the Gators, it's like there'll be a mayor that'll be a Gator. His name will be Al. Gator Al for mayor for Florida 2020. It's only a matter of time.
I mean, knowing Florida, they'll still try to probably find a way to drop the ball, though.
Bruh, it's Florida. Florida in the, I'm telling you, man, is gonna be an actual live gator. Came out of the water and he's the mayor of Florida.
There's something in the water when it comes to Florida.
Being the governor, he's the governor. Governor Al Gator.
I'm telling you, it's something in the water when it comes to Florida, man.
Of course, gators, that's what.
Nah, like the, what the people are drinking.
But I think it's Google. But Samsung's still been in the race for number one, of course, phone company.
Yeah, now that they took the dynamite out their phones, because we all haven't forgot about the Galaxy S7 Samsung. That notebook still haunts people.
In their sleeps.
Ooh, ooh.
gosh, kids. Joints. I wouldn't.
Some motherfuckers still getting the tremors waking up in the middle of the night.
Woo-hoo. That's that PTSD right there. That's what that is. But yeah, I think Google or make it Huawei, because you know that's a budget phone and it's a private company out of China, but it's a budget phone with this like same type of qualities of as these higher dollar phones, but it's at a budget level. Of course there's some differences. It's not gonna have everything like a Samsung or a Google and all that stuff, but it still is like $600. It's a budget high. Yeah,
I never heard about that until now.
Dude. Yeah, it's a Chinese phone, but it's been making noise like internationally. Okay. Internationally is pretty big. Just like this other phone called the Pocono phone and all that stuff. That is internationally is big, but it around you know United States and stuff. A lot of people not catching on
because I think it involves what people invest in when it comes to like catching on here. Because granted, a lot of people, they switch into like natural fuels. But because America got so much money invested in certain areas about that, like they're probably going to be like, nah, I'm good. Just simply for the fact that it probably costs more money to switch over than what they got now.
Yeah.
It's a hypothesis, a theory if so. But yeah, man, we got...
Might be on to something.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much better stuff out here, and we still doing the same shit. Like, people say I'm stubborn, but the U.S. is a stubborn motherfucker.
Are you saying that we are not open-minded, sir?
Wait, is your FBI agent listening to it?
Nah, man, I don't have no FBI agent.
Okay, yes, we are. We truly are. Like,
yeah, we basically, just like Lil Wayne says... We have the open mind with the screen door in it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Blasphemy! Gosh.
Please explain, sir. Two shades. <Nah. laughs>
What do you mean?
I mean, not trying to be racist or anything. Well, I can't be racist. I'm black. But
wow.
No, you can't be racist.
What you can be prejudiced.
It's prejudice, stereotypical, all that. But black people don't have power to be racist.
Yeah. And you can check out more of that on the new upcoming podcast, Imperfect Minds. Shameless plug.
free promo. Look out. But overall, what were we talking about? We was talking about
this brand names and what you think will be on top. So you're going for still Apple at the from Q1 to Q4.
Simply for the fact that, like I said, look at how they built it. They might haven't came out with anything else, but at the end of the day, they got this camera. They finally got Group FaceTime. I'm telling
after
you.
After how many years, you know that Google has been doing that
we
since
know,
forever.
We know, chill out, calm. All the Apple fans, this is groundbreaking for us. Let us be.
Gosh, bro. And I do like Apple products. I know some people probably think I'm an Apple hater just because I've been, you know, holding Apple accountable for their things such as the new iPad that broke like a potato chip.
Wait, hold the fuck up. You had an iPad?
No, I didn't have. I had an iPad. I don't know. But I've been looking, doing research on different things. So I watch different YouTube channels. And this one YouTube channel called Jerry Rick Everything.
You sent the link. I saw that.
Yeah, he tests phones and all that type of stuff. Do a durability test. And it didn't survive. Like, it just snapped in half. Like, a potato chip, bro. I'm telling you, it snapped in half. And because it was, like, super thin, too.
Yeah, that's what I don't like about it. It's like Apple put emphasis on trying to make their products thinner, but at the same time, I don't see the reason behind that. Like, granted, if it's more powerful while it's thinner, cool, just let it be like that. But if you're sitting here making it more vulnerable, what's the use behind all that?
Tell you. Is it quality over quantity or quality over quality?
Touche. But also, One thing they really, if Apple really want to be up, they need to knock down some of the prices when it comes to like the Apple, when it comes to what's it called?
Like I said, man, $1,000. So
not even that. They just need to knock down his prices when it comes to his MacBooks, though, because that's the real thing everybody would really want. But granted, nobody has $708 just lying around to get them, though.
$1,700, and then depending on like the software, the terabytes of the hard drive, and then it gets all technical which software is on there, because it has stuff like El Capitan, Sierra, all these different OS's just as updated. It's just the same OS, but it's just updated, just different names for it.
What you, the El Capitan, it sounded like you was trying to say a Pitbull song at first, and I was just like, huh?
Oh, yeah, my bad. I got too technical. I'm sorry. But this is a tech podcast.
You lost me. I'm still learning. Baby steps.
Yeah. So it's just basically different OS's. And the more up to date the new update is for that computer, the higher the price. So, and then they make you buy the different accessories that you can only get to the Apple store and all that stuff that works properly, that costs like $17, $26 for all that stuff. So is everything is overpriced. They make it money off of the accessories too.
Yeah, actually, no, I found a cheap place somewhere in Columbus. It's called Graphicon.
Graphicon.
And it's like, it's over there on Whittlesey Road, and they have like, they sell Apple products and all that, and it's at a decent price. It's not too high, but at the same time, like, it's gonna cost you a pretty penny too, but it's like,
true. So about like $10, $10-$15.
No. Like I said, it's Apple it's what's it called, it works hand in hand with Apple, but at the same time, like, it won't be as much as going to an Apple store. It's granted, the prices are still relatively high, but it's like, it's understandable. It's acceptable.
Right. Okay.
It's a little something in your ear for all the Columbus listeners.
In Phoenix City, you know, we Phoenix City boys all day, 334-706. That's the area code, by the way. That is nobody's number. Don't be like Mike Jones. Mike Jones.
Who?
Hey, John. Well, what's the number again?
I don't know. I lost that a long time ago. It was something that he did it where it was just right now, and everybody remembers. But it's like, damn, I forgot.
Did you try to call that number? Did you try to call that number? I think some people try to call that number, and it really was Mike Jones for a while before he turned it off.
No, but you remember for a minute in that area, everybody was giving out their number, because you remember when Bow Wow Soulja Boy did that song with Marco Polo. Bow Wow gave out his song too, gave out his number too, and it's just like, it was the longest voicemail ever. You sit here, he starts talking, you put it down for 10 minutes, pick it back up, this nigga still talking.
Shad. It's your boy Shad Moss.
Nah, bro, we don't know who Shad is. He's corny. You know Lil Bow Wow.
With the braids.
And the Photoshop dog on his album.
That was a Photoshop dog?
Yep.
Oh snap, I didn't know that. Okay. Alright, cool. Now let's move in. Since we talking about somebody that like to play games, so let's go ahead and move into games. That was Shane that dude too. It's like, you know, it's cool.
LOL. Huh. LOL spelled out.
Oh.
ELOHEL.
So, upcoming games that you're excited about, and I know, me personally, I'm excited about what's coming out on the 29th of January, KH3 Kingdom Hearts. Don't you sigh at that? That is
I'm just saying, like, it's been forever since people been waiting for generations for this Kingdom Hearts game to come out, like. Back when I was in high school, freshman year, everybody was hyped out about it, but it never came out. Now, here we are, 2019. Like, I pray for y'all. I hope y'all get it, because...
Bruh, it is here. What are you talking about? Bruh, if the 29th come and it's not here, bruh, I'll be outraged. I'm texting Square Enix on Twitter, be like, bruh, where my game at, fam?
Nah. The game that I'm excited about is, like I said, Jump Force with the manga. Jump Force, it's like Smash Brothers for anime fans.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, and then the roster, it just keeps getting bigger every time you see a new promotion or you see anything about it. Because at first, it was just going to be like the OGs. You had Dragon Ball Z. Naruto isn't technically OG because it ended, but...
Nah, it's still OG. We was like children when that first came out.
Yeah, One Piece is older than Dragon Ball Z. It's still going.
And the last time I checked, when they asked the guy that wrote it, how far along was he?
Oda?
Yeah. How?
He's not even in the middle of part of it.
What do you mean? He said he was like 75% done.
75%? How many is out? How much of this is out now?
It's like over 900 episodes.
Exactly. Meanwhile, I like to read the manga better. It's like watching the animation compared to the manga. You get more from reading the comics.
Okay, Mr. Read Between the Lions. But I read the manga. I'm starting to read the manga. I ain't gonna flex like I always been reading manga. Because, you know, I was one of them type of people. Anime all day. Animation. Over the book all day until I had to start reading because certain anime had ended before I actually was done with it, such as Dead Man Wonderland.
I got to go read that. I was hooked on the anime because it was just like, oh shit, like they dying.
Yeah, exactly. They ain't fluffing it up when they actually died and stuff like Yu-Gi-Oh! And yeah, they died in there, bro.
Like I said,
Pokemon. Died in Pokemon too.
No, the manga. That's why I like the manga for Pokemon is more preferable because it's like I want to watch my shows with more. What's it called? With more Riz. Like if you gonna battle a Pokemon, then shit. If he dies, he dies. You gotta go get another one and try again.
Yeah, it was basically slavery, though. That's what that was.
We cannot compare slavery. Pokemon didn't fight 400 years for this.
Nah, it didn't, but I don't know.
That's another thing that I was confused. Like, Ash, he kind of swayed them in to join him. Like, it was no...
Man, Ash was trash, though.
True. He still is trash. Like, bruh, all these years, we've been rooting for
him. He just basically stubbornly just threw out all the rules where, like, okay... Fire type is more effective against a grass type. Water type more effective against a fire type. He does just face any Pokemon.
And like I said, you would think he, after all these years, he would learn some type of technicality or some type of tactics, but he just don't. He don't learn from anything.
Yeah, Ash is trash.
Fuck Ash. Hashtag fuck Ash.
God damn, bro. I wasn't gonna go that far, but okay, cool.
I mean, huh? If you don't learn from your flaws after a certain amount of years.
Cause that man is about 26.
I'd say more like around 19 or so.
By now, yeah. By now, even though they says he's about 12, he probably legit by
a solid 19. He's around that area, 19 or like
21. By 21.
Yeah.
He's legit, like, nah.
But overall, but yeah, Jump Force is what I'm excited for. Everything else, I mean, Red Dead Redemption 2 came out already.
Right.
And the beta dropped, and like I said, I haven't heard from anybody for a good minute.
I would, but you haven't played it, bro.
The beta online.
No, not the beta, but the actual story.
Like I said, don't tell me. I'm watching the gameplays and I'm slowly learning. Just don't tell me the end.
It's not game of the year worthy, but it's still a good game. I love the ending though. That's all I'm gonna say.
And then what else? I haven't really been paying attention to anything else that's been coming out. Like I said, Jump Force has been the main thing that's been in my eyes and in my ears lately, but overall everything else is just like it's already came out. Like, granted, everybody's still talking about Spider-Man
and didn't even win no awards, bro. I feel slighted, man. I feel like when Good Kid Mad City came out and he didn't get no award, bro.
It was his first one though, but so you just gotta, I mean, granted, it was nominated for a lot of stuff for this first freshman year for Kendrick. But at the same time, it's just like, hey, it's his first one. They still looking at, okay, what else you got?
This is Spider-Man, bro. The Insomniac got everything right. The swinging mechanics, there was a decent story.
But look how long it took it, though. Like, look how many terrible, hideous games we had to go to and go through to get to this.
Yeah, he was playing my Spider-Man game before we started the podcast, people.
Second of all, I mean, 2018 was a good year for Spider-Man in general. Like,
for like video games.
No, if we're talking about just Spider-Man and Spider-Man in general, good game. And then on top of that, like the movie.
Oh, yeah, both of them.
Into the Spider-Verse. Like, bruh, the soundtrack is lovely to that movie.
Bruh, I got the soundtrack on my phone right now. I like that Juice WRLD.
No, I like Sunflower.
Which one is that?
That's the one with Post Malone and Swae Lee. And it's just like, the way...
With mayonnaise?
Huh?
With mayonnaise, man. Swae Lee.
Like, how they placed it in the movie when it came to that song. It was just, like, perfect because Miles didn't know the lyrics. And it was just like, okay, that's some shit I do, too. And then he got to the little high note. And I was like, okay, I like this, man. But it was just great from designs... Like it moves like a comic, act like an actual comic book.
Yeah, because it had the cell shaded, not cell shaded, but the dots that you see in comic books and stuff.
Not even just that; it's like the little boxes we moving through school and all that. Like his thought box, like the thought boxes and all that.
The thought bubbles.
Yeah.
The thought bubbles.
No, it was actually boxes too.
Yeah. No. What, you didn't catch that? I'm just gonna move past.
I got it. But yeah, man. Like I said, Spider-Man is coming up. Hopefully, someone can fix Sonic because I ain't feeling that trailer that they dropped where he looking realistic or so.
Oh, that little... Yeah, he was like, eh. Yeah, I didn't really pay attention to that because me personally, like, Sonic was always a good game, but I wasn't that invested in Sonic.
I was a Sonic fanatic.
I wasn't. I didn't want to go fast. Gotta go fast.
Everybody want to go fast. Shit.
Nah.
If you ain't first, in the words of Ricky Bobby, if you ain't first, you're last.
But also, he ran in a circle while he was on fire. Well, pretend fire. When he got out with the car caught on fire, he jumped out. He was running around in a circle. They were trying to stop him.
Oh, Ricky. I'm thinking we still on Sonic. You talking about Ricky Bobby.
Because you said you did a Ricky Bobby reference.
I thought we were still on the Sonic. My bad.
Oh, dang.
But no, yeah, I'm on fire. Shake and bake, everybody. Shake and bake.
Shake and bake.
But yeah, man, Sonic, if they could fix that next, hey, props to Insomniac because they already got a bunch under their belt. Like Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, you said Insomniac doing the Sonic game?
I'm saying if they get their hands on the Sonic game.
Nah, they're not. Sega ain't gonna let that drop.
Hopefully. I don't know. Preferably, maybe one day, but nah. But either way, if they did, it'd be cool because, like I said, Insomniac is one of those OG producers too. I mean, today we still love Ratchet and Clank. I still go back and try to look at the old game.
I honestly didn't play a Ratchet and Clank game until that till the one that they released for PS4.
You have no childhood.
Hey man, I was a Naughty Dog kid, bro. I played Jack and Dexter. Yeah, Jack and Daxter, all that stuff. Crash Bandicoot. I didn't even play Spyro until you see I got the little true.
So you never played none of the old Spyro games?
Nah, bro. I always wanted to. I had the little demo.
Me too.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. The little demo
the one that came with the old PlayStation?
Yeah.
But even then, it's like I still managed to play some of the other games when it came to Spyro before. It just went whole left. Same thing with Crash. Like when they went and remade him, it was just like,
I didn't have the need to replay it again. Like I bought it and I was like, okay, this is gonna be cool, reliving my childhood. And then it was like, this is not the same. It missing that touch. It's missing that, you know, that.
It's too crispy looking. It got had like a little pixelated feeling to it.
I don't even know. I think it's more than so the controls.
Possibly that too.
Because it looks pretty. But I believe it's just really the controls of it. How it is. Yeah, that's pretty much it. About that. What else is there, you know, about? Let's move on to comic books out there. You know, what's out there in the comic book world that you...
One of the things that I've been looking at was Justice League. It had to be Hero Crisis. So apparently this is good because, one, it shows like the vulnerable side of heroes, but at the same time it's a mystery low-key. Because, one, granted, we all know being a superhero, especially in places like Gotham, I will never go to Gotham. F all that. Gotham, Metropolis, or just anywhere that the Teen Titans are. Like, it's hell. And with that hell comes like a lot of trauma because 1 minute...
But though, they have good insurance, I bet.
Nah, some people just get a costume and start running with them. They said, F the insurance, I got superpowers, what I need it for? But at the same time, it's like, so basically the whole story around this is, like I said, it shows the vulnerability and then just the traumatic side about being a superhero. And so when it comes down to it, the top three, which is Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, they built this rehab center called Sanctuary for heroes to like get over that traumatic stress. However, everything goes left when I guess someone broke into it and they killed off a lot of superheroes, like Wally West, dead. Red Arrow, Green, Roy Harper, he's dead too. And it's just like, who the hell killed all these people? Because it was a place that nobody's supposed to know about. So that's the whole story behind it. They're trying to figure out like who did it, why they did it, and this, that, and other. And meanwhile, the whole superhero community is just shattered because some of these people that died were relatively still young. Meanwhile, like I said, it just ties into a lot of other stuff too. So it's a great read for me because it's just like, oh shit, like shit really hit the fan. And also just shows like the relationship between the top three, which is Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. Of course, Batman still don't trust everybody. So it's just like, he'll say he don't...
Because I'm Batman.
He'll say like, Wonder, I'm not going to tell you about it, like tell you the whole thing. Like there was one scene where it's just like, where Superman literally was just telling Batman off, like, you don't trust me, you probably got kryptonite somewhere in your belt right now. And Batman's just like, no, I don't. I
wouldn't. Because he gave him them hands already. He's scared of Batman. What are you talking about?
Meanwhile, Harley Quinn came into the scene just like, yeah, I know you got... She maneuvered a way to like get the lasso of truth off of Wonder Woman to escape them. And she used it on Batman. It was just like, yeah, I know. I'm telling you, if you would have had kryptonite on you, like, where would it be? He told like third pocket to the left or so in belt, used it and escaped. And instead of them being like mad at Batman or anything, it was just like typical ass Batman. And this just went on to something else.
Cause man, Batman got the right idea, man. Can't trust. I can't even say that in a straight face.
Can't trust these motherfuckers. Can't trust these hoes.
Can't trust these hoes.
But yeah, you would think though, after all them years of being together, like Batman would at least have some type of trust when it comes to him.
Batman has respect for them, but not trust. Like, Batman doesn't let his guard down for nothing. He has to be prepared for everything because he don't have no powers. His superpower is money. And as soon as he's broke, he's sitting at the house chilling.
White privilege. He's the 1%.
But yo, you know, that's how it goes. So he knows that they can rip, even though Batman got them hands,
which he does.
He knows he they can mess him up like pretty bad at any point in time.
Yeah. Good old Batman. Still my favorite hero though.
My favorite hero is Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is the most relatable.
You see all this Marvel stuff in this room.
You see. But at the same time, I like Spider-Man because he's the most relatable. But if it came to like superhero for Marvel, Deadpool. And this is way before the movie, so don't...
Oh, Deadpool has always been big. What are you talking about?
True, but he got bigger after the movie. Like, he almost outsold... Like,
Deadpool is amazing.
He almost outsold Passion of the Christ overseas.
Yeah, because it's Deadpool, bro. Bro, he killed the whole universe twice. twice, bro.
Yep. But at the same time, though, it's just how he does it. It's like,
cause it's funny.
True, but there's some sadness behind him too. It's like, oh my God, you are so dark.
But that's why I love it.
True.
The darkness is come to the dark side, people.
But either, what about you though? What comic books are you up? Are you reading up on?
I just been catching up on all this stuff like Spider-Man, and I had a whole bunch of stuff. Let me get my stuff. All right, so let's see what we have here. We got Ninjak, Spider-Man 2099, and I wanted to read this one because of the cover.
The Miles Morales one?
No, The Weeknd.
Oh, yeah. For people who don't know, The Weeknd apparently has a comic book in Marvel called Starboy.
Yeah, it was made after he made that album, Starboy.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, so it has a whole story. That album has a deeper level to it now.
Interesting.
Yeah. And of course, Miles Morales, because it's Miles Morales.
Miles Morales is low-key a little bit better than Peter Parker.
And then, you know,
Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe again.
Yeah. But I just want to read that again. That was a good one. And plus, it's Deadpool. I got Venom. I need to catch up on. There's some of this stuff from Image Comics, which is East of West. I wanted to start reading that series. That seems like a pretty good one. And it's a whole bunch of them. Like Killed or Be Killed and the New Teen Titans. I just wanted to read a couple things like that.
Okay. Also, what I was about to say, manga wise, there's been a lot of manga that's been coming out. It's just like dope. One of the things that I've been reading was this manga called Sunken Rock.
What is this?
Okay, so basically it's about a Japanese dude. He goes to Korea following this girl named Yumin. And overall, he became a leader of like a gang. And it's interesting because it's just the way it's drawn. And just, it's more in depth to it, more stuff in depth to it than I can explain. But it's really good though. There's a lot of scenes where it's just like, that's for fans, ain't it?
I got a lot of fan service in there.
Yeah, but at the same time, it has a story to it. Like, you want to see what happens next, but a lot of it haven't came out. Also, earlier what I said when it came, like, the manga is better than anime, is reason why I say that's like Soul Eater. Anime called Soul Eater?
I've seen the anime. I ain't read it.
The manga's way better. They did Black Star Justice and Soul 2.
I know it is not over. I just hadn't had the need to go read it. It didn't, like, I was like, I like the flashiness of it.
No, I'm telling you, go read the manga and just be ready for Black Star part. When he had to rematch the dude, the samurai dude, is way better.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Also, Seven Deadly Sins. Like, I'm way ahead than what they got out on Netflix, so I already know what's gonna happen.
Netflix is the, you know, the.
It's not originally created by Netflix.
Well, you know, it's the it's in English, so you know most time English be behind than the stuff on Crunchyroll.
If anything, I don't know why that's a preference. Like, sometimes I prefer dub over subs. I just don't want to sit here and read fast-paced subtitles where I have to rewind again and again and again when I can just watch it in English.
I think I got kind of used to just subbing. But it just depends. Certain things, I think I had this conversation last episode. Y'all should check out the last episode too. But I had the conversation that some things are just meant for the nostalgia factor. Just how I found it, that's how I want to finish it. If I found it first in dub, I want to finish it in dub. If I found it first in sub, I'm going to finish it in sub. Some things have a certain like iffy factor, just like One Piece. I started watching it in dub, but now I'm watching it in sub because I got used to it.
Me too. It just sounds better in sub to me.
I got used to it because I think freshman year of college, back in 2011, I spent 2 months catching up on, like, I would go to class, come back, watch 4 or 5 episodes a day.
You are dedicated.
Because I was like, dang.
It's long as fuck, ain't it?
Yeah, and I saw something on a website that used to be up that's not up no more. I forgot what it's called, but it only had season 11. I was like, hold on. What happened between this gap and then this gap? So I had to go back, watch all this stuff, and I was like, then I caught up. And I went to, you know, the this was before India's lobby and all that stuff. So it was like right when they got there, when they got there.
What, the Indies lobby?
Yeah.
Where the execution RPAs.
Yeah.
RPAs.
Yeah, so that was a thing. But that, I know I cannot watch Yu Yu Hakusho.
I finished that.
In sub.
Me neither. I finished it in dub.
Yeah. I most relate to Yusuke.
Yusuke?
Yeah.
I can relate to Kuwabara to a certain extent. But my overall,
so Kuwabara, you have a sword
that can cut through dimensions, yeah. That's dope. But overall, Hiei was the main one that I always looked up to.
I think, me personally, I know I relate more to Yusuke than anything.
Yusuke, everybody want to be Yusuke for some reason, but I don't know.
It is relatable.
And then on top of that, it's like they threw the whole demon heritage in there for the last minute. But
you know the reason why, right?
Why?
Because the guy, if people don't know, the guy that made Hunter x Hunter also made Yu Yu Hakusho, and is married to the woman that made Sailor Moon. So, you know, they,
wow,
yeah. So and he doesn't like the way how, you know, some things are run. That's why he goes on hiatus, is because they rushed him. He actually wanted to end it after the Dark Tournament, but they told him to keep it going.
The Dark Tournament, I don't know, man. That would
he
be
wanted a, to end it after seemed, the Dark Tournament.
It seemed too short, though.
That's how it was supposed to be. Because that was the whole story.
That's it. Like, you gain all these supernatural powers, beat a demon, and then you just go home after the tournament?
Bro, he wanted to end it, but the Weekly Shonen Jump, they told, basically, you have to create a story each week. So, you know, they on the time schedule, and apparently it's like with him rushing to basically try to end it, that's why it's only 112 episodes.
Okay.
So he ended up getting sick. So, and now he goes on hiatuses because he says he's back, and it's been a known story, allegedly, that he plays video games. His favorite video game is Dynasty Warriors on his hiatus. So that's pretty much why he takes a lot of hiatuses. But yeah, you didn't know that he the same person that made Yu Yu Hakusho made Hunter x Hunter. That's why a lot of the characters look alike. Like, Gon looks like Yusuke. Hiei and Killua. They look alike. They have the same traits and attributes.
Oh, they do got saiyan eyes now that I think about it.
What's the other one name? The
Kurama?
Kurapika. Is more like
Kurama.
Yep.
Okay.
And then the other guy is Kuwabara.
Wow. The more you know. This is like what I said earlier, like, damn, Silent and Listen have the same letters in them.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. That's real talk. So
either way, I gotta read the manga for Hunter x Hunter too, because
it's still on hiatus, bro.
It's still going. I thought it was gonna end after.
It's on hiatus right now, though.
I'm gonna have to go over and catch up with it.
Like, he's gonna keep on going on hiatus until he feels like ending it. I think the last time I checked up on it, they was going to the Dark Continent, and that was it.
What, Hunter x Hunter?
Yeah.
Was that the one with the Chimera Ants?
No, that was right after the Chimerians.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they was going to the Dark Tournament. Not dark tournament, but the Dark Continent. It's always, I think he always want to end it on the dark something.
The darkness.
Darkness. Charlie Murphy.
Ah! Unity.
What? Okay.
But yeah, man. Overall, yeah, I got some catching up to do then.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Yeah. But other than that,
catch up on the 900 episodes of One Piece.
Oh no, I just skipped most of that. I went up the right when they started showing Gear Second, and then I just took off and then there. I'm on. Like I said, I read the manga.
So you already saw him in Gear 4 and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. That's good.
The manga. I'm on the part when like they're in the Wano country.
Oh, okay, with the samurais.
Yeah, I'm ready for Zoro fight because I know it's gonna be decent.
Yeah, I'm ready for him to take off. What is he hiding behind that eye?
A shining gun.
Okay, let's get this out of the way.
A shining gun.
The Uchiha clan were with a bunch of emos.
I thought they were black people.
No, bro, they got their powers from emotion.
Didn't we do that? Did that happen with us too? Like, don't we be mad at certain shit at times? And we just become proudful for no reason?
Nah.
I don't think so. And then on top of that, second Hokage came on kind of racist. Not even kind of. He was racist.
No, bro. They were planning a coup.
Against
the whole village.
It's just like, when we first met him, it's just like, he had this attitude. Like, what the fuck is this? And then we started explaining the Uchiha clan, like why he put them under all in one place. It was just like, damn, this sounds like a concentration camp. Low key slavery too.
Bro, no, it was not that. Because they were first friends, and then somebody killed somebody from each clan. I can't remember perfectly.
Second Hokage killed Madara's brother.
Yeah, because they was in a long war or something. What was it about? I know they was in a war. Like, the family started hating each other after a while.
Yep. It was, I don't know. But overall, like I
said. It was like Romeo and Juliet, but without the love.
Yeah. Well, like I said, the second Hokage, Toby Rama, was just like. It was Toby Rama. He was, like I said, it's just like,
bruh, they just got their powers off emotion, and they got their eyes like, oh, I just killed my homeboy, and now I'm more powerful.
Like, yeah, that was that. Also, nobody really flinched once they got their eyes plucked out. It was just like, damn, my eye plucked out. Gotta keep moving. Cause remember, like in the
cause you go blind if with certain powers.
No, it's just this. Like Madara literally snatched the fuck out of Kakashi's eye. He was just like, yoink. Kakashi was just like, what the hell?
It's cool though. Child to Naruto. But that's pretty much what it is, dog. And
it is what it is. Meanwhile, everybody still got Boruto now.
Oh, and also what's coming out is that Haikyuu.
Haikyuu.
It's a sports anime, man.
I gotta go watch it. It's on. I've been waiting for this for a couple of years. I feel like if black people in the hood watch more sports anime, like they wouldn't say it's for nerds. If ESPN showed basketball anime,
they are not gonna show no Kuroko's Basket because they do over the top mess.
Man, it would be dope though.
It's too over the top.
I'm telling you, if they showed it like in the middle between commercials and all that, or if they going on plays or something, like I promise you, the increase of manga and anime watched in the black community would just increase overnight.
I think a lot of people already watch manga and stuff, but they just don't tell nobody they watch manga and stuff.
Because certain emo kids from high school messed up for everybody. And y'all know who I'm talking about. The ones who sat here running through the hallways like a ninja in Naruto. or that one nerdy black kid who sat here and made a fake Death Note and wrote his crush's boyfriend name in the shit, hoping
that's,
he died.
Oh, that sounds way too specific. Did you do that?
No. No.
That was way too specific, man. This ain't like that happened to you before.
No. I wish someone would. But overall, no, it's always that one person who always overkill it when it comes to anime. And it always in high school for some reason. I don't know why.
College too. What do you mean? I met plenty.
In the back of the student union.
But, no. They cool because I was one of them kids.
Granted, they cool too, but at the same time, there was some that I hung back. When I used to hang back there with them, it's like one girl specific. I'm not going to say a name. Just know I hate you. But
God dang.
It's smoke all every day on site.
Wow.
But saying, she took shit too.
All cow.
She took it too literal. She took manga too literal at times. Like manga and anime, I'm just like, simmer down, dog. This shit ain't real.
Yeah.
Calm your scalp.
Did she have a scalp?
She did.
Oh, okay.
She did. Oh, okay. She was one of them that came off entitled, but at the same time act like she didn't give a fuck. I'm like, you can't do both.
Yeah, that's But yeah, that's just one of them things, man. Anime is a beautiful thing. Anime is a beautiful thing.
Indeed it is. Like I said, anime can draw so much people together. It's just for the people who take it too literally, like, calm it down. We're still learning. We like it, but we're not gonna make it our whole lifestyle.
You talking about the people that would be wearing kimonos and stuff?
The Akatsuki, the Akatsuki jackets.
They kind of lit though.
They are, but I just wouldn't wear it in broad daylight like that. Unless it's like some, I could truly turn into like some fashionable shit.
Yeah.
But I'm not finna sit here and wear the kimono and the headband at the same time though.
But just let them live their best life, man. You know, if they want to wear a kimono or anything, just, you know.
Man, all I'm saying is I hope they grow out of it to a certain point because
I don't think they're growing out of it, and they almost halfway to 30, so no.
I mean, it's cool to a certain point, but when it gets real dark, like you watching hentai in public, dark. Yeah, man, that's when we started putting you on certain lists.
Yeah, no, yeah, they did do that. Like, they did that.
In Central?
No, not in Central.
They did.
At State, bro.
They did that.
At State, bro. No, because we went to, I have a story time.
Story time.
Okay, so there was a tournament, a gaming tournament, a Tekken tournament in one of the new dorms.
Mm-hmm.
And we was playing Tekken, all cool, boom. It was all good and stuff.
Okay.
Until this one dude, we were just talking, you know, just chit-chatting back and forth. And one of my homeboys, he was like, yeah, there's something about some rule, some internet rule. Like, I think, like, he said rule 38 or something like that. I was like, we was like, what is that? He's like, if anything is made or created, there's a point of it.
Wait, what?
If it's anything that is made, that is a porn of it.
That's technically true, but still.
But we was like, bruh, no, it's not. We was like, no, it's not. Cause we didn't believe it. He was like, oh, you want to see, bruh? He whipped out that laptop so fast. I think he had it. I think he had that tab up already.
He was ready. Like, this is my time to shine.
Bruh, he pulled up some Teen Titans. I was like, dog.
Don't do it.
I was like, bruh, stop. We was like, stop. And you know how those dorms, we was in the part where the big glass door, the glass when you first walk in. And he was, the way he was facing, everybody that walks in can see. We was like, bruh, no. We was like, please, like, stop, bruh. We was like, if you at least do that, go over there to the other side of the room.
They at least, like, have some type of dignity.
Bruh, it took every bit of 10 minutes to make him turn that off. And we was like, dog. No.
At that point, it's not. At that point, he wasn't trying to show you something.
Bruh, the tournament was over, bruh. I went home.
he wasn't trying to show you something. He was trying to feed his addiction, because
he
probably had no problem doing that.
Bruh, I had a problem. No, I had a problem with that. No, we not doing that. This is not how that thing rolls. So
yeah, dog. Yeah man. Like yeah. I said, it's a thin line.
It's a no for me, dog, bro. That's the people we call weeaboos and the neckbeards and stuff.
That's the people we put on pedophile list.
Yeah, for real. For real, for real. But yeah, that's
crazy.
Dang, man.
That's crazy, man.
I don't want to end the podcast like that. We
on, on the brighter side.
on the brighter side. God. Dang, that's dark.
I can't even think of a brighter side. Like, that's dark.
Dang, nah, we not in the podcast.
On the flip side, man, when it comes down to it, just be sure you know what you're reading. Like, granted, the stuff that we watch and show and listen to, like, yeah, man, that's the good things you want to look at. But don't go looking at all of the darkness, because it's a black hole and you will get stuck in there.
Okay, on the bright side, I got a subtopic. What is your top five anime of all time?
Top five anime of all time.
No order.
No order? Okay. Off the back, I gotta go with the OG, because without it, I wouldn't have been able to like get into anime. So, yeah, gotta put Dragon Ball Z in there. This is where it started getting tough, because I came up on Naruto. One Piece wasn't really him like that at one point, cause so I was just it was just like a background music playing for me. But I would have to say
King of the Hill is the option.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
The best anime y'all.
Now, if you were to say Boondocks, I'd probably throw that in there. But no, Samurai Champloo.
That's
left though. Samurai Champloo. What was another great one? Bleach fucked it all up. I can't do that.
Nah, Bleach is not.
But it was a good speed.
So you got Dragon Ball Z, Naruto. What else?
Samurai Champloo.
That's three. You got two more.
Okay, and then we'll give an honorary mention. It's so much out there now. I can't even. Oh yeah, Lupin the Third.
Lupin the Third.
And Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Gotta put in Cowboy Bebop. Honorary mention, it would have to be like Helsing Ultimate.
The bridge version.
That too.
okay. See. Even though Dragon Ball Z was my first introduction to anime, I have to go to the original Dragon Ball, because I frankly watched that more than Dragon Ball Z.
It gives you a better understanding to it.
Bruh, it's lit. Dragon Ball was originally supposed to be a straight up comedy.
What?
If you notice, like throughout the original Dragon Ball, it's supposed to be a comedic, supposed to be real comedic.
It was, but it had like some type of like Buddhist teaching to it. Like, it avoided as much violence as possible.
That's how his other anime with the aerial chick that had the flare.
Yeah,
but the hat with the wings on it.
I know.
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. So
she was in Dragon Ball a couple times actually.
Yep. It was fan service.
Okay.
But so Dragon Ball, Naruto, of course, and One Piece. I like One Piece.
I like it now.
I don't know. It did something to me as a kid.
Like, they turned up after the time skip. Like, Zoro's badass, Usopp badass, Sanji. They gave a background to Sanji, which is sad as hell, but I love it.
Yeah, his dad didn't want him. Yeah, he was a family full of assassins.
Don't spoil it for the audience. Let them read it.
Hey, man. Some people not even gonna go look at when I just said not over 900 episodes.
True that, but hey, sometimes you gotta grind it out.
Huh? All right now. dang. Did you say your honorable mention?
Honorable mention was Helsing Goldsman.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, so, man, who else is after that? I would say, probably Samurai Champloo.
Okay.
And I honestly didn't get into Cowboy Bebop until I was an adult.
You said what?
I didn't get into Cowboy Bebop until I was like older. Because growing up, I didn't really understand.
Me neither. Same thing with other stuff. Like Outlaw Star.
Yeah, I think I was more into Outlaw Star than that.
Okay.
Dang. There's so much anime out there.
See?
Gosh. Oh, I have another topic after this. But probably, I don't want to say not Yu-Gi-Oh, but not Gurren Lagann was a good one. Dang, top five of all time. I made a harder question than I thought. It was, gosh, what comes to mind right now is probably Trigun. It's most likely gonna change. Because that's the top number five spot. So those Dragon Ball, Naruto, One Piece, Samurai Champloo, Trigun. Honorable mention would have to be. Oh snap! Hold up! I'm tripping.
Knock off
Trigun, Yu Yu Hakusho, bro.
I was gonna say Afro Samurai.
Oh yeah, that was a good one too. Yeah, Afro Samurai is an honorable mention. Because, how did I forget?
And we was just talking about it, too.
God dang. And you see, I bought the whole collection pack for Yu Yu Hakusho, bro. Yeah, all that stuff is it. If you just turn the whole thing around.
Wow.
All that down right there. But,
you got a cure, too?
Yeah, bro. I never watched it till I was an adult.
Yeah, you are dedicated.
Yeah, I'm an anime nerd. But since I said Yu-Gi-Oh, why did the people get hurt from Yu-Gi-Oh and they were just playing cards?
That's what I was saying earlier. Like, bro, it's too much dedication in it.
Duh, they got... It's like, oh my God, I got a paper cut. Like, that's just tragic.
Oh, no.
But yeah, I wanted to end the podcast on a lighter note than before. Since I got that lighter note, we just gonna end it here, guys. No podcast over. We'll see you next time, right here on Jack Answers. You got anything to say before we go out?
Drink more water.
Water more important than gold. Okay, cool.
drink more water, man. It'll take you farther in life.
Yeah, don't be drinking juice all day. All right, now, guys. See you later. Peace.
We out.